Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson, and today I'm talking with the CEO of Credit Clear. ASX code is CCR. Now, they're in the debt management arena, but with a little bit of a twist, and quite interesting the way they're using technology. We're going to dive into that a little bit more. But first up, let's welcome David Henschke. He's the new CEO of Credit Clear. Great to see you, David. Henschke.
Thank you.
That's a familiar name. Is that a wine? Is there a wine connection, or is it just pure coincidence?
There certainly is. If anyone's got a Henschke Hill of Grace in their cellar, they're very lucky, fortunate indeed. My brother was actually has a winery called Hentley Farm in the Barossa. So there is another connection. They do a great Shiraz as well. So long standing history in the wine industry. Unfortunately, not me. I just drink it.
I love it. Well, before we dive into the details of Credit Clear and what it is that you are doing, give us a brief overview for our listeners as to who are Credit Clear.
Oh, thanks, Kerry. And of course, now, Credit Clear is fundamentally changing the way companies engage with customers. And with the goal of being the world's most advanced customer engagement and repayments platform, we're really, you know, making repayments frictionless. So just to go through it, so currently the platform is predominantly used as an alternative to traditional debt collection activities, you know, replacing the high cost of embarrassing calls and letters with actionable digital communications like SMS, WhatsApp and email. We also offer more payment options than anyone else, and it's all driven by advanced analytics and AI. You know, it's all about sending the right message through the right channel at the right time.
Aren't other people doing the same thing, or is this unique?
It is quite unique, actually. Listen, the market's pretty nascent for digital collections per se at this stage, but we really see ourselves, you know, not as a collection agency for sure, because that's the way old way of doing it. It's a bit like how Afterpay have changed the way people purchase goods. Right. You know, at its simplest level, the incumbents are saying, hey, we, you know, Afterpay is just 4 equal payments, we can do that. But no, they've fundamentally changed the way that consumers think and use credit. Now, we're doing exactly the same with receivables management at sort of the back end and how you manage that process. It's not about thinking consumers are bad people, you know. What's actually happened is as time's gone on, and compared to 10 or 20 years ago when, you know, you might have had your mortgage or, you know, maybe a motor vehicle and a couple of utilities coming out of your bank account once a month, modern consumers and particularly millennials have got a whole heap more. You know, there's all these subscription payments. There's, you know, you've got your Netflix and multiple channels. If you're like me, my kids have got 2 or 3 or 4 that I seem to be paying for. but, you know, and like I said, they're not bad people. People invariably are juggling these finances throughout the month. They're only small amounts and they invariably get behind. Or, you know, just the inconvenience to have to log on to, you know, the website, remember your account number, put a 20-digit code in for BPay or something like that. You know, there's a lot of friction. So we're just taking away that friction, making it easy for consumers, very, you know, non-invasive communications and actionable communications. We just click on a link, press the button, and, you know, we've got Apple Pay we've recently put in. It's one click. It's easy. And so, you know, the adoption of that's been really, really great. But the real science of what we're doing, and I think the real differentiator for us, is the use of the data at the back end and the artificial intelligence driving, you know, when's the right time to send a message for this specific person based on the characteristics we know. What is the type of message and the tone we should be sending? What's going to get the best engagement to actually as a call for action. And that's the real science. And that's what we're doing a lot of experimentation in our, and a lot of our technology investments now into that experimentation, data and AI. So you mightn't see this, and on the surface it just looks like a very, very simple app, but behind it there's a lot of science behind it. It's really, really clever, actually.
So it's a lot of grunt work, but from what you're saying, you're not a debt collection agency, you're a marketing and communications company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're a communications company. You know, it's all about customer engagement. It just happens that one of the outcomes that we're using now is, you know, soliciting a payment or a payment from someone, or, you know, getting maybe payment terms put in place, splitting, negotiating. We can put all that into, you know, our digital application, which we're already doing. But at the heart of it, it's all about customer engagement, yeah. All about enduring relationships. And that's the core of it. So we're looking to move even further upstream to adjacencies, you know, right from bill presentment, just helping people make it very, very easy to engage. And if they've got questions or they want the invoice, they can just click on the link and these things can be presented to them. It's really, really at its simple form, it looks very simple, but to actually get it right, which is what we're doing, is quite difficult.
A lot of grunt work behind there. Now, you've partnered with a lot of blue chip companies. Do you see yourself, such as Suncor and Bendigo Bank, do you see yourselves as a partner with those big brands?
100%. Actually, Suncor is a really interesting one. And the thing about receivables management or the back end of the process, and particularly, you know, I don't think insurance industry is unique. Typically, all the investment has been on the front end. You know, really good customer acquisition technology, really slick marketing, really slick front end onboarding. But you know, when you get to the back end on the effectively the collections part, you know, very antiquated old system. So, you know, Suncor came to us, and we've been sort of talking to them a long time, and they saw us as a real partner to help. You know, effectively build a solution for the insurance industry, not a bespoke one for Suncor. They saw this as to help the whole industry, which would help them drive efficiency too, because you can share a lot of data within the insurance industry to, you know, reduce fraud and a whole lot of things. So we've been partnering with them initially to build a solution for third-party motor vehicle clients. So this isn't their customers, remember. So one of Suncorp's insured motor vehicle insurers has had an accident with a third party. Right. And the third party's been at fault, and now they've paid out their customer, but now they're trying to recover some funds from the third party. Now, often by the time it gets to this stage, they're not insured. 80% aren't insured. Mm. So how do you contact them, engage them in a very efficient way, and this is what we've been building. And you know, we're working with them to building functionality around, you know, presenting them with a series of questions, actionable questions. You know, were you at fault? If you answer yes or no, it'll take you to the next question, etc. And this is creating a whole lot of efficiency within Suncorp. So that's a really good one. And you know, the third party, we're actually getting really good responses from them. Remember, they're not a Suncorp customer. So hey, this is really easy and intuitive. You know, I think it's
important also to just outline a little bit of your background, because you come from, I guess, a technology change background, because you were instrumental with PEXA, which is the efficiencies in property conveyancing. And so you understand how technology can drive change and efficiencies into industry.
Oh, absolutely. And me, along with several others in our management team and our board, and particularly Marcus Price, who was the CEO of PEXA, he's actually on the board. And I've actually worked with Marcus now four times over my career, starting with Boston Consulting Group back in the early mid-90s. But Marcus went on to start actually a technology credit technology company sort of in the mid-90s, all about credit scoring and providing that technology for sort of mid-tiers. So I then joined him after 3 years at BCG, and we actually really drove the adoption of technology early days in credit and credit scoring across the industry. And we successfully exited that in early 2000s. But then, yes, Marcus was the inaugural PEXA CEO, so right from the start. And I joined very early days when I think we'd just done one transaction. But effectively, we built one of Australia's great unicorns, which have now do more than 80% of all property transactions across Australia and added a lot of efficiency. But
I think that's important for our listeners to understand that you do understand the sort of the back end and the technology and the efficiencies, because Credit Clear itself, as I said before, the ASX code, ladies and gentlemen, is CCR. You only listed in October 2020, and you came on board, as into management, but you're only recently as the CEO to drive the strategy and the future plans for the company. And your annual results have just come out. I think it's really important for investors to understand the importance of those recent announcements, the annual results. Can you talk us through some of the numbers?
Oh, well, yeah, it's fantastic. Record profits up 70% year on year. But I think the one that I look at most, really interested in, is the growth in our digital revenue. So the growth within the revenues going through our platform, which is at a record 147% now, representing more than 30% of our overall revenue. And that's growing much faster than the overall revenues. But, I think it's really starting to validate, and clients are starting to realise and appreciate how great a digital solution is for them, particularly around customer engagement and experience.
And I guess because it's digital, it's scalable. And for Credit Clear itself, are there, opportunities to be more efficient and therefore drive profits even further using it, putting, more emphasis on the digital platform?
Oh, absolutely. See, our gross margin profits on digital are, 90% plus. Traditional collections activities are sort of around 60%. So, to be able to convert traditional letters, phone calls, et cetera, into digital is fantastic, because we get, we capture the margin expansion. It's far better for our clients, because much better engagement with their customers. The customers love it. They also, our clients get internal efficiency. Everyone wins with digital. It's fantastic.
I love your enthusiasm. It's fantastic. What I want to know is the size of the market. As I said just a moment ago, Credit Clear only listed in October 2020. What's the size of the market? How much market share have you got? What I'd love to share with our investor audience is, are you only just getting started? How big is this market and expansion plans?
Well, as we see, the Australian addressable market is about $2.5 billion for our direct services. So that includes contingent current debt collection agencies do, plus an estimate of what internal teams. So clients, a lot of companies do their own internal collections, and they may do it up to 30 days post due date. We are starting to see working with clients and say that they are actually comparing us with their internal teams and replacing internal teams, or redeploying their internal teams, I should say, politically correct, with our solution, because there's a lot of advantages, like I said. So that's a huge part of the market too, and a huge cost. So it's $2.5 billion here in Australia only. And we just said our revenues are at $11 million. So we have got a long way to go,
oh, wow,
a lot of opportunity there. But remember, the global market is a multitude bigger again. And that's, we've actually got resources on the ground now in the UK recently.
Oh, okay.
With a view that we'll be looking to set up operations there over the next, 6 to 9 months. We're currently just working out what is the best market entry strategy, whether we set up a greenfield with a licensing, or we make an acquisition, because, we've seen that actually acquiring distribution in this type of industry has worked really well for us, and it has with Credit Solutions, because we've been able to capture that market share and convert to traditional. And I just might say, Kerry, see, this area, particularly, you know, where we're operating now in collections, you know, they're very risk averse. Digital collections quite new and nascent. So, you know, they're not going to just, you know, they're quite reluctant to just suddenly change something that they've known for 20 odd years.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not a B2C, we're a B2B, and that just sort of takes time. I'm absolutely certain within 5 years, you know, it's a no-brainer. And you know, the technology will just grow massively on its own, because you just have to have it, and every receivables management part of a business just must have this technology. But that's not the case now. You know, they'd like to, you know, really crawl slowly before they walk, let alone run. So acquiring you know, customers and distribution has worked really well for us. So, you know, I'd like to think, or I think that would, you know, play a big part in our international expansion as well.
But you had that sort of a challenge with PEXA, didn't you, as well, where people were saying, well, we've always done it this way. We don't want to go down that sort of that digital. So you've been there, done that before successfully.
Correct.
So I guess
Correct.
You know human behavior and how best to, you're kind of ahead of the game, because you've fixed it before. You can change people's, oh, we've always done it this way. Why do we need to go digital?
Yeah, well, that, you know, that was one of PEXA's biggest challenges we had to do. You know, it wasn't a technology problem; it's a business problem, and it's an alignment. How do you align interests? How does everyone get benefit in a transaction or doing that? And that's what we had to solve for PEXA, because talk about reluctance. Lawyers are the most slowest. I mean, often you'll still go in there and they'll show you their new fax machine that they're so proud of. I mean, so their adoption of technology, and it's funny at PEX, I know we're off track a bit, but I remember many lawyers saying, listen, I know this is inevitable. I know this is the future. I just hope it doesn't happen too fast so I can retire before I ever have to learn about technology. So we get it. So it's a business problem. So it's all about aligning the interests, showing the benefits, getting more and more proof points, sharing the value around, particularly for the end consumers, where they can see real value, which we're getting some excellent feedback on our app. And you know,
right.
We implemented an NPS and it's well above 40. And this is, mind you, these are for people that we're chasing for a late debt. It's not, you know, they've just bought a, you know, brand new pair of shoes or something and going, hey, how great's this? This is, you are being chased for a late payment, and we're now, you know, approaching you with our digital communications. Well, we get all this great feedback. We've had 60 odd thousand people prepared to actually rate the app after, you know, being chased for a debt, plus often put comments in how it's the most intuitive and simple. Working mums that have said, hey, I've always found it too hard to actually make a payment. We've taken all this friction out. They can do it one hand while feeding the baby. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, let's get back into the investment potential and what's happening there. Like, why now should investors be looking at what you're doing at Credit Clear and the expansion coming forward?
Well, I think, you know, over the last 9 months since I've been there, you know, we've put a lot of, and post-IPO when we're able to raise the capital, we put a lot of investment into the platform. So we've significantly enhanced that, and we'll continue to invest and enhance that so that, you know, we're clearly ahead of the pack, and in fact a widening gap between any others that are attempting to do this. So we're building a lot of momentum too with clients, and you know, the more success just creates success. So I think it's a great time to get on, you know, because you know, we are on the cusp of some significant growth, and particularly, like I said, with our international aspirations, we've done enough research now from here to say, hey, the US, the UK, Africa, Europe, multiple countries face the same issues, and they've all underinvested in the back end of the process, and arguably Australia's leading, particularly in payments too. So if you go to the US, payments space is way behind what we're doing. So we see massive opportunity coming up. So I'm just really excited. We're at the cusp of something really great here.
I have to ask this question before we finish up, and that is this. Has COVID been beneficial or a difficulty for you?
Actually, it's interesting. We've certainly gained some benefits where a large utility client said, under the direction of a government, said we can't, chase debts, communications, use third-party collections agencies. So everything was paused, right? And that actually affected us. And a lot of our councils are still just coming out of that and have backed up 18 months of debt. So there is this still big wave. But this one client said, no, because we're fully white label, we can send a reminder message effectively, an actionable reminder message. So they kept that going and had real success. But, like I said, the conservative nature of the industry, particularly in collections, a lot of said, I see that, I say it, Dave, but we've just put a pause on. Right. So, like I said, it's nascent. So it's been good and bad, but gee, there's still this wave of debts being built up. One of our major clients one of the biggest councils in South Australia hasn't placed debt with us for 18 months. It's not that we've gone anywhere else. They're saying we've just still paused. So
okay. So there's some growth there as well. Listen, we've got to finish up in a minute, but as I say, when you said before, your annual results are out, the financials are very good, the digital side is up 147%. Your revenues, your annual revenues were 11 million, very strong financial results. So congratulations with that. Let's finish up with this, because this is how I always do it. Give us three reasons why investors should be looking at Credit Clear ASX code CCR right now and getting involved.
Right, Kerry, thanks. Like I said, our revenues are 70% up for the year with digitals 147, and we're only just beginning. There's lots of momentum and great platform and a strong long-term growth opportunity, I see. Number two, this is just Australia, remember? We've got a market-leading, fully transportable SaaS platform, so international growth is a game changer for us. Okay. Like I said, the UK and the US is the immediate opportunity. And third, we've assembled a great management technology team plus a very well and experienced board. So we know how to scale and build a successful technology company because we've done it before. How's that?
I reckon that's very, very good. As I say, ladies and gentlemen, I always say if the management know what they're doing, you're in the right place. And they've done it before. They're probably going to do it again. But as always, do your own research. David Henschke, love the wine. Love the platform.
Oh, get on it.
Thanks for joining me on Smallcaps today.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.